So let's review. The Gemara began with clarifying the Mishnah at the bottom of the Avchav Tesamad Beis, which states as follows. Hamachabe esaner, one who extinguishes a light on Shabbos for one of the following reasons. Memneishu misyar, mnei mnachrim, umnei listim. As Rashi explains, because he's afraid of Persian idolaters who had a law that on holidays, lights may be lit in their house of worship only. Or he's afraid of bandits and wants to not be seen. Memnei ruach ra, he finds the darkness to be soothing. So that a sick person may sleep potter. In all the above cases, he's exempt. However, if he extinguishes the light to spear the lamp, the oil, or the wick, he is obligated to bring a korban chatas, an offering of atonement. Now, we must first clarify the following two points. There's a general dispute between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda regarding melacha shenitzricha legufa. A melacha performed not for its defined constructive purpose, such as one who digs a hole not for the sake of plowing, but because he wants to use the dirt. Reb Shimon holds, melacha shein tzrich leguf is potter, exempt from achatas, and Reb Yehuda holds that he is chayiv chatas. The second point is, the melacha of kibui, extinguishing a flame, is considered tzrich leguf only when it is done for the purpose of creating charcoal. But if it's done for any other purpose, such as to conserve oil or to make the room dark, it's considered a melacha shein tzrich leguf. And one's liability in such a case is subject to the dispute of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The Gemara thus deduces from the second part of the Mishnah, which says that one who extinguishes a lamp to spear the lamp from cracking or to conserve oil is chayiv, that our Mishnah evidently reflects the view of Reb Yehuda, who holds melacha shein tzrich legufa is chayiv. One is liable for performing a melacha, not for its intended purpose. Therefore, we must say that the first part of the Mishnah, which exempts one who extinguished the lamp out of fear of robbers or for the sake of darkening the room for a sick person, is speaking of a case of pekuach nefesh, a matter of life and death for which one may violate Shabbos. The Gemara concludes accordingly, that when the first part of the Mishnah states that one who extinguishes the lamp for fear of danger is potter, exempt from achatas, it does not mean potter avalasa, that is exempt after the fact but he's not permitted to do so. Rather, it actually is mutter, permitted in the first place because pekuach nefesh overrides Shabbos. The Mishnah used the word potter because this term is in contrast to the second part of the Mishnah which states chayiv. The Gemara then cites a braisa of Rabbi Yishu who explicitly stated that one who extinguishes a lamp for the sake of a sick person is potter avalasa, exempt but forbidden, clearly indicating that he is not referring to a case of pekuach nefesh, for otherwise it would be permitted in the first place. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yishu follows the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds that melacha shein tzrich leguf is potter, and therefore one who extinguishes a lamp to darken the room for a sick person is exempt from achatas even though the person is not dangerously ill, but it is forbidden to do so in the first place. The Gemara then digresses into various agadic teachings. Rav Tanchum notes that while David HaMelech says in Tehillim Loi HaMeisim Mihaluka, the dead cannot praise Hashem, thus indicating the advantageous position of the living, Shlomo HaMelech in Kehelet states the opposite. V'shabeach ani es ha-meisim shekvar meisu, I praise the dead who have already died. And moreover, Shlomo HaMelech contradicts himself in this manner, for he writes elsewhere in Kehelet, Ki lekelav chai hu tov min aryeh hames, a live dog is better than a dead lion, thus indicating, as David HaMelech said, the advantage of the living. Rav Tanchum resolves these contradictions as follows. David HaMelech is referring to the fact that only the living can perform mitzvahs and study Torah, whereas regarding the dead, it says elsewhere in Tehillim, B'meisim chavshi, which means, after death, a person is free, so to speak, he can no longer learn Torah and perform mitzvahs. On the other hand, when Shlomo HaMelech praises the dead, he was referring to the fact that it is advantageous to pray in the merit of great people who have died, as we find that Moshe Rabbeinu's prayers after the sin of the eagle were answered only after he invoked the schus of the others who were already deceased. Alternatively, when Shlomo praised the dead, he was referring to the fact that the past leaders of Klal Yisrael, such as Moshe Rabbeinu, had more influence on our generation than the present-day leaders, as people still faithfully follow and heed Moshe Rabbeinu's decrees, but not necessarily the decrees of today's leaders. Thirdly, the Gemara explains that when Shlomo HaMelech praised the dead, he is referring to the incident during the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, where the gates refused to open despite all of Shlomo HaMelech's entreaties, until he invoked the schus of his father David. Ritacham then explains what Shlomo HaMelech meant by his statement in Kehelet, Ki lekelav chai hu tov min aryeh hames, a live dog is better than a dead lion. After recounting the famous story of David HaMelech's death, and how the Malach HaMavis got him to interrupt his learning on Shabbos so that he could take his life, the Gemara tells how Shlomo was disturbed upon seeing David's corpse laying in the sun and was told that he was forbidden to directly move the corpse to the shade because the corpse is muktzah on Shabbos. Rather, it could only be moved indirectly by first placing a kikar or a tinnik, a loaf of bread or a child on it. In contrast, when Shlomo inquired as to whether he was permitted to feed David HaMelech's hungry dogs, he was told that he was permitted to feed them without restriction, thus prompting Shlomo to exclaim that a live dog is better than a dead lion. The Gemara then goes on to cite other psukim and kehillos that seem to contradict one another. In one pasuk, Shlomo states, Toiv kas mischik, anger is better than laughter, implying that laughter is not good, while in another pasuk, Shlomo indicates the opposite, for he writes, L'schik omarti mehul, of laughter I have said it is praiseworthy. In answer, the Gemara explains that the first pasuk refers to Olam Hazeh, and it means to say the anger that Hashem expresses towards tzaddikim in this world is better than the laughter that Hashem shows the wicked in this world. For the punishment visited upon tzaddikim in this world allows them to receive a full reward in Olam Haba. The second pasuk extolling laughter refers to the reward that the tzaddikim will receive in Olam Haba. The Gemara resolves an apparent contradiction in Kehelis regarding simcha, joy. One pasuk indicates that joy is a good thing, for it states, V'shabachte ani esa simcha, I have praised joy. While another pasuk disparages joy, for it states, V'simcha mazal esa, what does joy accomplish? The Gemara explains that the latter pasuk refers to joy that is not associated with a mitzvah, whereas the first pasuk refers to a simcha shal mitzvah, joy associated with a mitzvah. The Gemara goes on to point out a seemingly contradiction between two psukim in Mishlei. One pasuk states, Al tan kisal kivalte, did not answer a fool according to his foolishness. Whereas another pasuk states the opposite, Onik sil kivalte, answer a fool according to his foolishness. The Gemara answers that the latter pasuk refers to a fool who challenges someone in Torah matters. In that case, one should refute the scoffer's question and not ignore it, lest he think that he is correct. However, the second pasuk, advising one to ignore a fool and not bother refuting his questions, refers to questions concerning general, non-Torah matters. The Gemara then gives examples of both types of situations, citing stories where fools challenged certain sages regarding general matters and were ignored, and stories where scoffers challenged sages regarding Torah matters and they were answered.